Coming up on episode number 726, it is time for an All Request Show, and this actually just might be the last All Request Show of 2010. So let's make it a huge one. A bunch of songs, a bunch of great requests, and Trivia with Tina. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is Tuesday, December 7th, 2010. My name is Brian Ibn. Welcome to another All Request edition of Coverville. Tonight, great covers of, great covers of Collective Soul, Marvin Gaye, Belinda Carlisle, a very strange Belinda Carlisle cover, you'll see that a little bit later on, and a cover of Bad Company, all sent in as requests by you the listener, by you the emailer, by you the phone caller, all that stuff. Let's get things kicked off with a request going out to Steve Huff in Norwich, England. This is really, really cool. I'm going to just play it and tell you a little bit more about it afterwards, but I want you to listen. It's a group called The Tourists and their cover of Dusty Springfield's I Only Want to Be With You. I want you to listen to it and maybe see if you can identify who the lead singer in this song is. Here are The Tourists with I Only Want to Be With You.
Sick, it won't make me crash my car or feel 3 feet thick. A new drug, it won't hurt my head, it won't make my mouth too dry or my eyes too red. It won't make me nervous, wondering what to do. One that makes me feel like I feel when I'm with you, when I'm alone with you. Drug, one that won't spill, one that don't cost too much. I come in a pill, a new drug, one that won't go away. It won't keep me up all night or make me sleep all day. It won't make me nervous, wondering what to do. One that makes me feel like I feel when I'm with you. But I'm alone with you. What it should, it won't make me feel too bad or feel too good. A new drug, one with no doubt, it won't make me talk too much or just freak out. It won't make me nervous, wondering what to do. One that makes me feel like I feel when I'm with you. I'm alone with you. I'm alone with you. I'm
let your light shine.
going out to Mark Harmon in Robertson, Wyoming. No, not that Mark Harmon, but illustrator and graphic artist Mark Harmon, who listens to Coverville while he works in his studio. That is Shine by the Holmes Brothers from their 2000 album Simple Truths, with a great cover of the Collective Soul song, taking it in a completely new direction. Before that, Glenn Phillips with his cover of Huey Lewis's I Want a New Drug. How cool is that? That's from his album Mr. Lemons, which came out in 2006. That one is going out to Troy Sagesser in Tulsa. Hope I pronounced that right. Something I know I did not pronounce right is Norwich, England. Steve Huff in Norwich, England requested the first song, I Only Want to Be With You, by a group called The Tourists. Now, this is the group that Annie Lennox and Dave Stewart, who formed the Eurythmics, came from before the Eurythmics, doing a great cover of Dusty Springfield's I Only Want to Be With You. That one, great cover, again, going out to Steve in Norwich, not Connecticut. See, it is Norwich in Connecticut. Norwich in the UK. Coverville Tonight is brought to you by Audio Engine, Audio Engine USA. Check out their innovative and automotive self-powered speakers and wireless products, which are designed for all your music. Check out their award-winning sound, high-quality materials, and truly useful features like the Audio Engine 5, the premium-powered bookshelf speakers. These things will fill a room with sound. No argument whatsoever. Award-winning sound and the perfect audio upgrade. Real speakers for all your music. Audio Engine 5 is wireless ready and works with all your music and all your audio and all any sound you want to put through it, whether it comes from your video game system, your computer, your iPod, your Zune, your Android, whatever you want to play through it. It's just amazing. And when you're ready to buy, go to AudioEngineUSA.com, enter the coupon code COVERTEN, COVERTEN, when you buy online, and you'll receive 10% off your order. Free shipping, no tax, and all cables included. Great time to buy right now for Christmas. Get it for the holidays. That's AudioEngineUSA.com. All right, I have a very special request right now going out to Laura Grantham in South Carolina. There was an accident that her sister suffered when they were both kids, and her sister was in the hospital for a little while. And while she was recuperating and her sister was by her side, they found bonding over singer Michelle Branch in an album that she had out at the time. So she asked me for a Michelle Branch cover, and I've got a great one here. A terrific cover of David Bowie's Life on Mars. This is something that Michelle Branch recorded for the Gap Favorite Songs album, which came out in fall 2005. Very hard one to find now, just because it was given away at the Gap when you made a purchase, and obviously it's not something you can find there anymore. Let's go and listen to Life on Mars, performed here by Michelle Branch.
It's a god-awful small affair to the girl with the mousy hair, but her mommy is yelling no, and her daddy has told her to go. But her friend is nowhere to be seen as she walks through her sunken dream to the seat with the clearest view, and she's hooked to the silver screen. But the film is a saddening bore, for she's lived it 10 times or more. She could spit in the eyes of fools as they ask her to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the lawman beating up the wrong guy. Oh man. up for fame. 'Cause Lennon's on sale again. See the mice and their million hordes, from Ibiza to the North of Broads. Rue Britannia is out of bounds to my mother, my dog, and clowns. But the film is a saddening bore, 'cause I wrote times or more. It's about to be writ again, as I ask you to focus on sailors fighting in the dance hall. Oh man, look at those cavemen go. It's the freakiest show. Take a look at the lawman baiting off the wrong guy.
Losing you, and in my life you see,
because you mean that much to me.
You could have told me,
yourself,
that you found
that you found
someone else.
I heard it through the grapevine. Not much longer would you be mine. Through the grapevine, and I'm just about to lose my mind.
Guy you knew before.
I heard it through.
other men. I'm tired of monkeying around. Ooh. Ooh. Now don't try to kid me, man cub. I'll make a deal with you. What I desire is man's red fire to make my dreams come true. So give me the secret, man cub. Clue me what to do. Give me the power, a man's red power, so I can be like you. Oh, ooby-doo, I wanna be like you. I wanna walk like you, talk like you, too. You see, it's true. An ape like me, I can learn to be human too. Me, man cub, I made a deal with you. What I desire is man's red fire to make my dreams come true. So give me that secret, man cub. Clue me what to do. Give me the power, a man's red fire, so I can be like you. Oh, ooby-doo, I wanna be like you. I wanna walk like you, talk like you.
That is awesome. That is I Want to Be Like You, the monkey song from Disney's Jungle Book, covered by Lucy Woodward from a brand new album, Hooked. I am absolutely hooked on that version. That is so cool. And that one is going out to Shamuel Ross. Great suggestion there for a cover there of I Want to Be Like You. Before that, I heard it through the grapevine by a group called The Blue House from their 2004 album These Days. That one going out to Joanna. Told me it is her favorite cover of all time, and I can see why. It's a great version. Nice, melancholy, sad, slow version of that tune. And then that set started out with Michelle Branch and her cover of Life on Mars, going out to Laura Grantham in South Carolina and her sister. Terrific version of that song as well. These are some great requests, somebody in the chat room pointed out, and I agree completely. Let's keep it going. No, let's not. Let me interrupt one before we get to Lots of Music. Let me tell you about something going on the site. Starting tomorrow, the nominations for the Coverville Countdown are ending and the voting begins. So tomorrow, make sure you check back at coverville.com. I'll have a note on the site when it's up and running, and you can start casting your votes for any and all of the nominated songs. It's going to go pretty much the way it's gone in the past with I think you get 5 votes. You can cast your 5 votes for whichever songs you want, or up to 5 votes, let me put it that way. And you'll find out more about that at coverville.com/countdown2010, all lowercase, no spaces or anything like that. Countdown 2010. Let's get back to the music. And this, like I said, is a strange one. In Japan, they've got this piece of software called Vocaloid. And basically, it's a piece of software with a database of hundreds and hundreds of Japanese female vocal sounds that they can string together, change the pitch, edit it around, and make music with. Basically, you can plug in lyrics and have it sing those lyrics, and it sounds just like, well, it doesn't. I was going to say it sounds just like a Japanese pop star, but it really doesn't. It sounds like auto-tune gone horribly wrong. But there's something kind of fun about it, and we're going to listen to Hatsune Miku, which is the name given to the anime character that that you can control in this Vocaloid. This one was a request by Deep Geek. Great suggestion. You're really going to love this, or you're really going to hate it. It's Heaven is a Place on Earth, originally by Belinda Carlisle, covered by a piece of machinery called Hatsune Miku.
They say in heaven, not just bus. Delay heaven, a place so not. Heaven is a place so not. When I'm
a company always on the run, a destiny. Oh, it's the rising sun. I was born a shotgun in my hands, behind the gun I'll make my final stand. Yeah, and that's why they call me.
That is Five Finger Death Punch, a little heavier than usually here on Coverville, but a great cover nonetheless of Bad Company by Bad Company. You'll find that on their 2009 album War is the Answer. Oh my goodness, well, so dark for Coverville. That one going out to Ed, who plays as Tiberius in AIE. Ed lives in Ohio. Before that, Paint It Black by Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, a live track recorded on October 17th, 2008, and sent to me by the management company. Had to get that on. Such a great cover of the Rolling Stones' Paint It Black by Grace Potter and the Nocturnals. And then we start off that set with Heaven is a Place on Earth. Boy, sounds like an auto-tune nightmare, doesn't it? Hatsune Miku in English. the Vocaloid database of female vocals all comprised there to do a cover of the Belinda Carlisle song. I have no better way of describing what that track is. Tina is here, though.
I am.
And I can describe her as the lovely woman I share a house with and share trivia with on Coverville every once in a while.
All right.
Okay. Is that all I get from you?
It is. I'm, yes.
Okay. Anything you want to say before we get into this?
Nope. Let's get into it.
Didn't think so. Here is a musically challenged from Cam.
Hi, Brian. Hi, Tina. It's Cam here from Australia with my first crack at a musically challenged. I've been meaning to do this for quite some time now. The draft selections of songs has been sitting in my mail since last year, and I finally found some time to slap it all together. For some reason, I was reminded about it when you played a Howard Jones cover in a recent episode. Standard format, I play some snippets of songs I like, you get to guess the title and artist, and of course, what they all have in common. I'm guessing right off the bat that both of you will get the songs, as most of them are from the awesome 80s, where all good songs come from, even Monty Video and the cassettes. Oh, and you'll probably need to have a guess at what the songs have in common before I reveal them, because that will probably give it away.
Gotcha.
A clue, it's got nothing to do with links between the artists or words in the titles of the songs. So here we go, song number one.
Great, great song, great group.
Is it Depeche Mode?
It is not Depeche Mode.
Who is it? New Order?
Nope. Tears for Fears.
Okay,
Roland Orzabal and Kurt Smith with a with a cover, with Change from their first album, The Hurting. Great song right there. All right. And chat room, I'm not even going to look. So don't even, well, you can post your answers there. I'm not going to look.
Get it? Of course you did. So on to song number two.
Where does it go from here? Is it down to the lake, I fear? Ay, 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 ay,
All right.
I do not know.
That's Haircut 100.
Okay.
And Love Plus One.
Okay.
Yep. I'm trying to think of what those might have in common. Okay.
Those are the days. Hope I'm not going too fast for you. I can.
I'm gonna write down my guess because I don't want to give it away just yet.
Okay.
But I'm gonna write down what I think these all have in common. Okay, and I'm putting that piece of paper down upside down. Okay, here we go. See if I can Kreskin this on the second song.
Slow down a bit. Too slow. Number three.
I have a picture. Into my wall, an image of you and of me, and we're laughing with love at it all.
All right.
Hold Me Now.
Yep.
Who is that by? I don't know.
That's Thompson Twins.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, of course you knew that one. Okay, here's number four.
I know I've gone too far, much too far I've gone this time. Don't wanna think what I've done. 'Cause I don't know how to stop. I don't know how to stop.
I don't know that I've heard it before.
Okay. Yeah, that's one of his deeper cuts. And that might, I'm trying to decide if that's a solo. That's Peter Gabriel.
Okay.
And I don't know if that is a... if that's a solo track or if that is a Genesis track. It sounds like solo, something newer. Don't know the song, but that's Peter Gabriel.
Yes, it's no Shock the Monkey, but a great track nonetheless. Finally, number five.
I don't know.
Come on, I did.
I did
a whole cover story for these guys.
You do a lot of cover stories, Brian. I can't keep up.
That's
I don't know.
Love My Way by the Psychedelic Furs.
Yeah. Yep. I love the song.
Yep. All right. And let's see if...
See, I resisted and didn't play Elder Barge's Who's Johnny, though I was sorely tempted. Maybe I'll play that here as you're thinking music. Nope. Time's up.
Okay. So before he tells us what they all have in common, my guess is that they all feature the xylophone. That is what I wrote.
Oh, that's cool.
That's what I wrote here on the little post-it note.
You did.
I'll show the chat room, too. Xylophone. All right, let's see if that's right.
Pause here if you haven't guessed the theme. Okay, here we go. Number one was Change by Tears for Fears. Two was Love Plus One by Haircut 100. As far as I'm concerned, a one-hit wonder. Number three was Hold Me Now by the Thompson Twins, also released in early 80s and another British pop band, but that's not the link.
I'd rather be than with you here today.
Number four, and it was No Self-Control by Peter Gabriel.
Kind of as an Oingo Boingo.
Well, I hope that was
quality to
hint.
It.
And number five was Love My Way by the Psychedelic Furs. So, how did you go with the theme? Seems obvious to me, mainly because I know the answer. But I reckon you've gotten it. Yes, they all feature the instrument that pretty much guarantees that I'll like a song, the humble xylophone. Given the 80s was the era of the synthesizer, there's probably some debate over whether they're actually playing the xylophone, but it's close enough for me. Well, that's it. Hope you enjoyed it, and if you manage to find any covers of these songs that keep that great xylophone ingredient, I'd love to hear them on a future episode. Till next time, bye.
Thanks, Cam. Awesome. Awesome collection of songs for Musically Challenged. And a very good challenge to figure out what they all had in common. Cool. And I'm wondering if there's going to be somebody who emails in and says, well, actually, that one wasn't really a xylophone. It was a, there's an instrument that sounds like the xylophone that I always get the two of them confused. But anyway, great Musically Challenged, Cam. Thank you for sending that in. And you might notice that Tina's no longer here. She actually had to run out and grab a call. So I'm going to close this show out myself, you know, like I always do. To do that, we need this. All right, there we go. That is going to do it for this edition of Coverville. Thank you for all of your requests, your ideas, your suggestions, and your submissions. If you want to contribute to the show, please email coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line at 206-222-COVER or post a message at coverville.com in the show notes to this or any other episode. We'll be back on Thursday with the cover story edition of the show, and I'm trying to decide if it's going to be a Talking Heads cover story with all brand new music submitted for the Coverville Open Stage project, or if that's going to have to be a little bit later on as we wait to see if we get a couple more submissions for that. But crossing our fingers that that's what it's going to be. Otherwise, somebody put in a request for a Decemberists cover story. So you know, maybe we'll have to do that one. But in any case, that'll be Thursday. And until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. And Coverville, proud member also of the Frogpan Studios Ultrafeed. Hear this episode and all others over at frogpans.com. Podcast so good, it's like you're there.
Audio program so good, it's like you're there.